The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people were observing him carefully. He told a parable, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you host a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or brothers, your relatives or wealthy neighbors, in case they invite you back and repay you. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A new study shows that 20 years ago, 78% of American Catholics belonged to a parish. Today, 63% do. That same study shows that in the intervening 20 years, 1,500 parishes have been closed in the United States, over 500 of them in the state of Pennsylvania alone. And most frighteningly, the study reveals that 50% of American Catholics age 30 or younger have left the church and will never return. Four very quick thoughts on that. Number one, I think the emptying of the pews is not necessarily people rejecting everything about the church. I think it's just been a gradual decline in faith. People simply don't see the necessity of going to Mass on a regular weekly basis. And that it's more that than it is a complete turnaround from everything. Secondly, the governance style of the church has to change. It's completely outmoded. We are the only absolute monarchy left in the world today. And the bottom line result of that style of leadership is that one man can make or break a parish. One man can make or break a diocese. There has to be a different style of governance. That style of governance was only cemented in the mid-1800s. And we cannot continue to think that we can govern and move forward in the church until we include women at the highest levels of decision making. Thirdly, I think the church of the future is going to be very different than the church that you and I have known. Two quick examples. There is a document circulating now among the bishops of the world suggesting that we do away with the seminary system, and that instead of students preparing for the priesthood going to a seminary, they study on a college or university campus where they would be more in contact with other students, particularly women. The study says that the seminary system breeds clericalism, that elitism which gave birth to the abuse scandal, and that perhaps by changing the style, we will have healthier priests in the future. Secondly, a group of parents came to me recently. Their children are approaching the age of first penance and first communion. And they said to me, "We would like to teach our children ourselves because we don't think the religious education class is all that meaningful to them." And I think that's going to be the style of the future. Parents will be much more directly involved in transmitting the faith to your children than we have been in the past. And finally, the study says that for every parish to be successful, it must possess four components. And if any one of those is missing, the parish begins to deteriorate. They came to this conclusion after a study of over 800 American parishes. First of all is the pastor. Is he open? Does he listen? Is he compassionate and understanding? Secondly is the weekly worship experience. And in every instance, people pointed out the most important thing about the weekly worship experience was the homily. If the preaching is bad, people will exit the parish. Thirdly, is the parish welcoming and embracing, not just to cookie-cutter Catholics like you and I, but to people who are on the margins of life, gays, divorced and remarried, the poor, the black, the immigrant. And finally, does my experience with the parish help me better understand how God works in my life? And so the future is going to be dramatically different than what we have known in the past. Amen.